This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This is an Odyssey original.
This is the War in Ukraine Daily. I'm Charles Feldman.
And I'm Mike Simpson from the KNX Odyssey Studios in Los Angeles. While Russia's war in Ukraine is being at least partially blamed for higher gas prices and surging inflation here in the U.S., in Europe, the war could be tipping several countries into recessions. Germany and France's economies showing signs of significant slowdowns. And countries across the continent are scrambling to make up for loss of Russian oil and natural gas. In Italy, food banks are being forced to feed ever-increasing numbers of people. And while Europe struggles, Russia somehow seems to be holding steady.
Russia's ruble is now considered one of the most valuable currencies in the world, and Russian leaders are bragging about how they've built up a fortress-like economy that can withstand harsh sanctions, this while their fossil fuel production remains at high levels. But those rosy predictions for the Russian economy are all short-term. How will its war in Ukraine affect Russia's long-term economic prospects? Daniel Treisman is a political science professor at UCLA and an expert on Russian politics and economics. Professor, what do you make of this? It's not unexpected that European economies were going to suffer because of the war, but what do you make of Russia's resilience? Are the sanctions working?
Well, in the short run, of course, the Russian authorities have managed to stabilize the ruble, to prevent a major banking crisis. The high oil prices are bringing in revenue, making up for lower volumes of oil exports. So on the surface, it doesn't look so bad. But look a little deeper, and you see that industry is in deep trouble, largely because of the cutoff of components and high-tech materials, and it's especially microchips. Because just about all manufactured products use these microchips. So we saw in May, car production down by 97%. Of course, Russians can still build cars, but forget about GPS or ABS brakes or airbags or any of the other things that require microelectronics. And it's the same with washing machines, refrigerators, TVs, all down by 50, 60%. So on the surface, things don't look so bad, but people are seeing more and more businesses close, about 1,000 businesses closing every day, much more than before. So even if so far we haven't seen, you know, major crises on the surface, things do not look very good if you look a little deeper.
Okay, so actually everybody, Western Europe, the U.S., Russia, we're all kind of playing this time game, right, to see which one blinks first. Is it Western Europe because of the discomfort that might happen this winter if they don't have enough to heat their homes and to power their cars? Is it Russia because of all the things that you've just mentioned? Who do you think ends up blinking first?
Well, it depends. It depends if the EU gets its act together and the Europeans really come up with a plan for dealing with the energy crisis that people are predicting for the winter. Okay, right now it's a little bit painful because of high prices, but it's not a crisis. In the winter, they need to have already filled their gas storage tanks. They're currently at a reasonable level, about 60% full, but Russia, Gazprom, is cutting off gas, obviously going to make it very hard for the Europeans. So it's crucial that right now Europe comes up with a plan. They are doing things like looking for other suppliers. So they're going to double the purchases of gas from Azerbaijan, which is a very helpful move. But still, they've got a plan for how gas is also going to be shared around if certain countries run into severe difficulties and just what they're going to do, because it's very hard to replace gas on a short-term basis, because most of it comes through pipelines. If they figure that out, I think we'll be okay. And Russia, they're going to be more and more affected by these accumulating problems to do with industry, and that's really going to affect military industry too. All the weapons, the missiles, and so on, also are going to be difficult to produce without these imported microelectronics. And manpower on the Russian side is hard to replenish. They've gone through all the fresh, well-trained troops. So yes, as you said, it's kind of a race, a problem of seeing who's gonna fail first. But I think if Europe plans properly, then there's a good chance that the West will be able to hold out, and Ukraine will be able to hold out against the Russians.
Daniel Treisman, political science professor at UCLA. This is an Odyssey original. You can find us and others on the Odyssey app, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and on Stitcher.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.